A recording from last weekend from the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, introduced by Max Reinhardt.
It doesn't matter how bad things are. If you pull together, you can turn the situation around and come out of the darkness stronger and more confident. And some people might say, not me of course, that Liverpool is a good place to try that theory out. That quote came from the band The Imagine Village. They're in the middle of an 18-day tour that has been taking them to some of the most beautiful towns and cities of England. The Imagine Village is a kind of electric folk supergroup. The members include English folk legend Martin Carthy and some of the leading singers of the newer generation of folk singers, like Martin's daughter Liza Carthy and Jackie Oates. There's also British Asian musicians, the sitar player Shima Mukherjee and percussionist Johnny Calsey. And the whole thing is driven along by guitar and sitar player and indeed general electronics wizard Simon Emerson. The band started in 2004, named after a book by the author Georgina Boys. They say they want to use English folk music and newly composed pieces with the aim of reflecting on what it is to be authentic and English. I'll be talking to Simon Emerson later on, as well as to Martin Carthy and Shima Mukherjee. And I'll be sure to ask them about that and about that quote about coming out of the darkness. And so, on a very bright and sunny spring evening here in Liverpool, here are the Imagine Village.
Bold, stout and strong, well rigged, well manned, and fitted for sea. She was bound for New York in a merry key. Her captain in his cabin lay, Neptune came to say, prepare yourself and go beneath, for tomorrow night you shall play with me. which gave the mariners all surprise. The sea rose up.
That was the New York Trader. And this is My Son John, which I first heard Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor sing a very long time ago. And it's a Peninsular War song, and it's one of those songs that can certainly stand a little bit of tweaking. My Son John. My son John was tall and slim, and he had a leg for every limb. Now he's got no legs at all, 'cause he ran a race with a cannonball, with a cannonball. He ran a race with a cannonball. Now Jack the lad, he went off to war, away by high as he ran out the door. Says bye-bye, John, when I see you again, you'll be back from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from the Taliban. You'll be back from Iraq and Afghanistan. I sat down each day on the shore for the space of 7 long years or more, till a big transport come across the sky. I shouted aloud, will you clear the way, clear the way. I shouted aloud, will you clear the way? I shouted aloud to the captain, said, are you here with the living, are you back with the dead? Do you see anything of my son John? Is the boy living or is he gone? Is he gone? Is the poor boy living or is he gone? Then up come John, and he's got no legs, got carbon fiber blades instead. Smiled as she kissed him over and over. I bet you run quicker than you did before. You did surprise when you left your own two legs behind? Or did you go walking upon the sea to shrink your two legs down to the knee, down to the knee? Gotta shrink your two legs down to the knee. Oh, I was not deaf and I was not blind when I left my own two legs behind. But a thundering landmine jumped in the way, wore these legs right down to the knee, down to the knee. Wore these legs right down to the knee. I was tall, I was slim, I had a name for every limb. Then chicken hawks come knocking at the door, Cool Britannia called for war, she called for war. Cool Britannia called for war. Britannia called for war, with all those chicken hooks stood out of the door. So cluster bombs like youth so corn, you better stay away from the harvest home, the harvest home. You better run a mile from the harvest home. My son John was tall and slim, and he had a leg for every limb. Now he's got no legs at all, 'cause he run a race with a cannonball, with a cannonball. He run a race with a cannonball.
The incredible Mr. Martin Carthy.
And that was Martin Carthy and the Imagine Village singing My Son John. And we're here at the Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool, and I'm about to speak to the founder and guru of the Imagine Village, Simon Emerson. Hi, Simon.
More of a founder than a guru, I think.
We've known each other for many years.
Mid-80s. Used to DJ in a club in Brixton.
The Mambo Inn.
That was before world music was invented, I think.
That's true. And it was also before the Afro-Celts were invented.
It was a long time before the Afro-Celts.
But how do you get from there to what you're doing with English folk?
It was a very simple step, really. The whole process is returning to my own roots, which is an English musician. And it was conversations I was having on the Afro-Celt tour bus with musicians like Johnny Kelsey and Shima Mukherjee, of course, from Transglobal Underground. She'd always wanted to play with Martin Carthy. Johnny kept saying, what is it with English musicians? Why are they so blind to their own roots and their own music? And at the same time, I didn't realise this, but there was a resurgence through Eliza Carfin, the whole concept of Anglicana.
And why did you call the project, or the band as it is now really, the Imagine Village?
I think it's a long tradition of bands naming themselves after books.
And this is Georgina...
Georgina Boyce wrote a book which I read, and she cast a big fundamental question mark over the way the traditional English songbook had been collected by the Victorian collectors like Cecil Sharp and Vaughan Williams, and how they had tried to airbrush out the stuff that didn't fit into the concept of the English idyll.
And what kind of stuff would that have been?
Well, I mean, all the songs about, you know, infanticide and poverty and incest and the kind of grim reality of, you know, rural life at the time, and how they really were looking for, she was claiming, a more kind of patriotic national music that could be played in the Victorian parlours, and was a sort of soundtrack to the rise of, I guess, colonialism, late Victorian colonialism. It's a controversial theory, because if you talk to Martin, he would say, I mean, Cecil Sharp is one of his heroes. But what I think was great about the book was it opened up the whole concept of what tradition is, and the fact that it's an evolving tradition, and anyone who claims ownership of it is fairly suspect. So that's why we called it the Imagine Village.
But now it's, what, 6-7 years on, and how has it evolved?
Well, the first album was effectively a compilation, a project album with different producers and different musicians. The second album was our attempt to create a band album, largely based around the Martin Carthy songbook. So we did Biker Hill, he rewrote My Son John, Scarborough Fair. There were some original compositions as well. The new album, we wanted to primarily write new material and see what happened creating new music. So it was our most ambitious album. At one point, I thought we'd made the classic difficult third album. And to our utter amazement, it's been out for 2 weeks and it has gone into the BBC Independent Charts, 14. They've completely sold out. We're doing a repressing in the first week, and we were expecting to do that in 2 months. It's been amazing.
That's excellent news. You've changed record labels, haven't you?
We've got our own record label, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The first album was out on Real World. They've just reissued it, actually. And we now have our own label. We run the band as a cooperative, and we're all equal partners. I mean, that is kind of the only way to go, I think, these days. And I'm very proud of that, actually. It's as close as you can get to workers' control. Actually, it is workers' control.
It's we own to your Marxist anarchist roots.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, we own and control our own product, and I'm the boss, which is fantastic.
So it's got the way you like it. Okay,
so there's a bit of Stalinism in there as well.
Well, perhaps that's what Bending the Dark means. What does Bending the Dark mean?
Okay, well, you can ask Shima this, and she'll tell you that it was a typo. It was meant to be Bending the Dark. I'll let Shima answer that one. I like Bending the Dark because we're in dark times. It is a dark record as well. I mean, we open up with a murder ballad, and it gets darker. There's a lot of humour in the record as well, but I just think Bending the Dark is a metaphor for optimism. And it's a metaphor of trying to come out of dark times and give people a sense of kind of the future and a bit of hope, yeah.
Goose feather bed,
gifts. Oh, what care I for your goose feather bed? Blankets turned so bravely on. Tonight I'll sleep in a cold open field in the arms of the raggle-taggle gypsy. All about our door, she's gone with a raggle-taggle gypsy. When I was a young man, I ground my knives. Now I have no friends to call on. When I was a young man, I cracked my eyes. Now I have sharp glass to crawl on. Oh, the days of wealth and ease, when I had dark oil for burning. Oh, I was a young man with my golden pipe. Now I am too sick for learning. And I will blame the wanderer, I will blame the poor, I will blame the ragged man knocking at my door. And I'll blame his wife and ragged children crying at my feet. And send them into Yarl's Wood, my vengeance there, vengeance there, vengeance there to eat.
So we're listening to a live concert by the Imagine Village here at the Philharmonic Hall in Liverpool, and that was a tune by Ali Friend, who's a bass player in the band, and it was called The Governor, and the exquisite sitar on it was being played by Seema Mukherjee. So has this Imagine Village band got a governor, or is it a strange anarchist collective?
Oh, I don't know, really. It depends on the song. Each song has its own governor, put it that way. Okay. Because what normally happens is we have one person who will throw this rough arrangement into the group and see who wants to do what, and that's what I did with Ali's song, the track The Governor. And I put the little melody, and then Jackie put a Cornish melody on there as well. A lot of these tracks, actually, we worked, whilst we were gigging last year, we worked on them in sound checks and actually performing them live, and they kind of evolved and grew.
How easy is it, as a sitarist, to fit in with the key changes of the rest of the band?
Now, actually, it makes, from a writer's perspective, a little bit easier, because you're not used to hearing in the same way. So, for example, if I were composing something which was Indian, I would be pulled towards sticking to the modes and stuff like that. Whereas, for example, The Governor is in the key of E, and my sitar is in the key of D. So I have to be careful. And sometimes when you hear those odd notes that come in, it takes something somewhere else. I don't like to be safe on an instrument. I like to be able to see where you can go with something and different sounds. But it is difficult because, you know, I've got drone strings. I have to be very careful about not touching any of them.
And is that one of the things that appealed to you about this project, the fact that you can kind of take the sitar beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I have to say, I've learnt an incredible amount. I mean, I grew up in London. I didn't have any experience of English traditional music. I mean, maybe the grandfather clock was too tall for the shelf, and that was about it. And then meeting Martin, how he plays the guitar, the timing on it, it's almost like there's a bit of pressure on the timing. It's not absolute straight timing. I mean, I had no idea there was all this music that was available. And I think there's a lot of people, because it's not mainstream, that would be in my position that wouldn't have a clue. And my main thing is melody. And the melodies are so strong. And that was the thing that really appealed to me. And every day I'm learning something. Like today in the sound check, we were noodling, and then Martin came up with something else and I play along. And it's just a very natural process.
And Bending the Dark, What does that title mean to you?
Bending the Dark was actually a typo. What happened was, I thought, OK, well, let's go back to my roots, which is the heroic note in the Indian scale. Well, it's Ta, which is the sixth note. The fifth is joy, the fourth is romance. You know, we've got feelings or moods for each, or characters of each note. But the opposite to that was disgusting, because there's two. You know, there's the counter character. So Bending the Dar was originally the thing. And when the typo happened, and I can't remember how it actually happened, we thought we would just leave it, because it means so many different things to so many different people. It was just one of those things that just clicked into place.
with a fire in your heart. Lift off with no thought of what confines us. Gravity forgotten in an icy wind tonight. There's a breath to blow away. So.
Okay, this is Billy Bragg's reworking of the Copper Family song, Hard Times of Old England. My family have farmed by horse and by tractor, by hoe and by hand. That won't see off the bank's latest demand.
Oh, the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times.
Sell all I grew at the shop. Then Tesco's turned up all of that I had to stop. Now I can't get a living from out of my crop.
Oh, the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard.
Sold every day to folk from the city who are happy to pay for their holiday cottage to stand empty all day.
Oh, the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times.
countryside and laureates expected, I suppose, my support when they were marching to bloody bless nose. They said not a word when our post office closed.
All the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard time.
The hedgerows my grandfather tended have gone, and with them the lapwing and the corncrake's sad song, and I think I'll be following them before long.
All the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. So now to conclude and to finish my song, let's hope that these hard times they will not last long. And I may soon have occasion for to alter my song, sing all the good times of old England, in old England, very good
days. I'm just not going to let him go. Johnny Kelsey.
Liza Coffey.
Martin Coffey.
So, Hard Times of Old England, with vocals by Martin Carthy, who I'm about to speak to, aren't
Hello.
I?
You are.
Good. Imagine Village. What do you want to get involved in a thing like this for?
Well, Simon asked me if I fancied doing it, and
why not? Anything to explore and anything to find out. That's what music is, as far as I'm concerned, is finding out more.
So would you say that there's no such thing as authentic folk?
What's happened in the last 50 years has been a revival of popular music, and that means the old stuff and the new stuff. The old stuff that stays old, the old stuff that gets reworked, sometimes tweaked, rewritten, like the Hard Times of Old England. It doesn't replace the old one. It means you've now got two Hard Times of Old England.
So tell us a bit about where Hard Times of Old England comes from.
As far as I understand it, Hard Times of Old England came from the depression of the 20s, that is to say the 1820s, which followed the Napoleonic Wars, as did the Depression here follow the Great War, the First World War. I used to sing the song in its original form and be perfectly happy to sing it. It all made perfect sense 150, 70, 80 years later. When it came to doing the Imagined Village, one of the things that Simon wanted was a deliberate new look at some of the old songs.
And so it's a song about hard times.
It's a song about it's tough being in the country, because I mean, I live in a village, and the local school, when we first moved in, had 130, 140 pupils. Now it's got 50, 45 to 50. And some of the beautiful houses are being bought by people who don't live in them.
Yeah.
You know, the house next to us, it's a six-bedroom house, and it sits there empty, except at Easter, Christmas, somebody's birthday. You can't help but feel it's not right.
I've got another political question to ask you. Simon said that, you know, on the way to getting to the Imagined Village, people said to him, why are English musicians, you know, very reluctant to embrace English roots music?
The English seem to be very scared of being English. It's okay to be Irish, it's okay to be Scots, but I can remember some of the discussions we had when the Imagined Village up on the stage, and people out in the audience were actually saying, it's racist. And we said, but do you feel that way about St. Patrick's Day, about Irish people? No. Do you feel the same about Scots? No. Why English? And I think it might be something to do with the English not being able to distinguish between British and English. You know, that might be something to do with it, because the British have a fairly ugly history, and the English are a part of that.
So when you do Come On Feel the Noise, which we're going to hear you do live very soon, I think, would you say that was folk, or would you say that
it's Noddy Holden? I don't know. The older I get, the more I believe in the idea of people's music. And that's not necessarily just traditional folk music, it's Noddy Holder, it's anybody, it's Chuck Berry, you know, Ian Dury had it.
I am interested in Come On Feel the Noise. When you first heard it, 30 years ago or something, did you think, I want to sing that, or has it grown upon you more recently?
Boy, I love Slade, I love Noddy Holder, he's a fabulous singer. What happened was that Simon, we were in the studio, and Simon was talking about the song and saying he'd been singing it, because he does these forest school camps, and at the end of it, end of the day, they all sit round a fire and they sing songs, and they sing the usual stuff that you would imagine people would sing around campfires. You know, they have songbooks, and somebody broke into Come On Feel the Noise, and everybody joined in. You know, Simon's sitting there looking around and thinking, hello, what's going on here? And somebody said, oh, you ought to get Marty Carthy to sing that. And everyone went, ha, 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 ha. And he came back to the studio and said, what do you think? So I handed me the words, said, there's the chords. And I said, those aren't the chords, these are the chords. And you know, as I read the words, you just realised that this is a far more poignant song than Noddy lets on to begin with.
So you think I got an evil mind? I tell you, honey, I don't know why. I don't know why. And you think my singing's out of time? Oh, it makes me money. And I don't know why. I don't know.
know why anymore. So come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild till dawn. And you think I got a funny face? I'm in no hurry, and I don't know why. I don't know why. Think I'm a scumbag and that's no disgrace. I got no honey, and I don't know why. I don't know why anymore. So
come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys.
We'll get
wild, wild, wild.
We'll get
wild, wild, wild. Come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys.
We'll get
wild. Come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys.
We'll get
wild, wild, wild.
We'll get
wild, wild, wild. Come on, feel the noise. Girls, grab your boys.
We'll get
wild, wild.
That was the Imagine Village here at the Liverpool Philharmonic. The band was Liza Carthy and Jackie Oates singing and playing the fiddles, Martin Carthy on guitar and vocals, Seema Mukherjee on sitar and vocals, Barney Morse Brown on cello, guitar and vocals, Johnny Calci, even he did some vocals as well as playing amazing percussion, Jed Lynch playing the drums, Simon Richmond on keyboard and electronics, Ali Friend on bass, and Simon Emerson, the guru, on guitar and sitar. The next date on their tour is in Basingstoke on June the 15th. Then they go to Lincoln and the Sunrise Festival in Somerset. And there are more dates in July and August. And now, to end, Liza Carthy singing The Washing Song.
Hush-a-bye, my darling, hush-a-bye, my darling, and now I'll wash them feet, now I'll wash them. Handsome you, my young one, fair and smooth, your body clothes made of silk so fine. Each day puts strength upon you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of songs, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. and mourning that which grows not by the night time's growing hands. Now I'll wash them feet, now I'll wash them. And noon that which grows not by the night time's growing hand puts on every grace. Each day puts beauty on you, my darling sweet, with your hair a curling, king of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. Each day puts beauty on you, my darling sweet, with your hair a curling, king of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. Hushabye, my darling, hushabye, my darling hands. Now I'll wash them feet, now I'll wash them. Handsome you, my young one, fair and smooth, your body clothes made of silk so fine. Each day puts strength upon you, my darling sweet, with your hair a curling, king of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy, oh my heart, my joy.
Imagined Village playing last weekend at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall. World Roots was introduced tonight by Max Reinhardt.